So I want to start today with an interesting topic. I want to speak from today's Torah portion. And before I will speak, I want to show you something. I have a very useful tool here. You know, if somebody will sleep, please remember about this stick. No, I'm joking. Don't take me serious now. I'm joking. Who knows? I remember once we had drama in Nikolaev, Ukraine. It was partially my sense of humor working there. So it was during the Passover time. We had probably 300 people there in the holy day. We invite people from the streets, our friends, and a lot of Jewish people. And we had some friends from China. Interesting. It was interesting. I don't know how they get there in Nikolaev, but it was interesting to see them there. And we brought living sheep, lamb. Oh, thank you so much. I know that Rabbi Dad and Rabbi Sandy has a great story about lamb and travel in Ukraine. So we brought a living lamb, and we decided to have small drama there on the stage. So it was Baruch Haba. We turned lights everywhere, and our brother took this lamb and began to follow with the lamb according to the roads. And people, it was probably presence of the Lord, because they begin to stood up and touch this lamb, and this lamb, like everyone. So we brought this lamb. I took this lamb and I took this knife, it was, some people left immediately. One of the brother from congregation, he told me, I know that you would not kill this lamb, but I can't see this. So he can't handle anymore. But it was a powerful message about blood of the lamb instead of us. He died for us because he clean died for us sinners. So this stick, it's not for discipline. It's just remind something here. I want to read from Torah portion from chapter 17, Numbers, chapter 17. And this Torah portion is about Korach and his rebellion. And this is so deep message, and so many interesting things in this theme. I don't want to speak about Korach today at all. I want to speak about Aaron and his staff. Okay. I'm right, staff. So we will read from number 17. And this touched my heart, because I'm thinking about this Torah portion and something so simple, so obvious, nothing new. We know it already. But something touched my heart, personally my heart. And I want to share with you about this. I believe I will not say anything new for you, because probably you can teach me. We are in the Jewish Messianic congregation here. We know a lot of things. But sometimes reminder is so important for us. I want to read from first verse. Adonai spoke to Moses saying, speak to Bnei Israel and get a rod from each ancestral house. 12 staffs in all, from each prince according to his ancestral household. Write each man's name on his staff. Write Aaron's name on Levi's staff, for there is to be one staff for the prince of each tribe. Then you are to place them in the tent of meeting before the testimony, where I meet with you. I will come about that the staff of the man I choose will sprout. I will then rid myself of the grumblings of Bnei Israel, who are grumbling against me, against you. Verse 6. So Moses spoke to Bnei Israel. Each of their princes gave him a staff, one staff for each prince according to their ancestral houses, 12 staffs in all. and Aaron's staff was among them. Moses placed the staffs before Adonai in the tent of testimony. And verse 8, this is the main verse I want to share with you today. And it's so simple, but so powerful. So powerful. So simple and powerful. The next day, Moses entered the tent of testimony, and behold, I like this, you know, it's English, beautiful. He put, and next day, in behold. So it's like small pause. Look what's happened. See what's happened. What was the result? And behold, Aaron's staff from the house of Levi has sprouted, blossomed, and produced almonds. Wow. This is why I bring this staff. What do you think? How much it can blossom and bring these fruits? It's death. It's a piece of wood. But what's happened with the staff of Aaron there in front of the face of the Lord? This happened something very, very special. In the culture of the Israelites, the staff would be a natural symbol of authority. It's a symbol of authority. It's also a symbol of walking in front of the Lord and in front of the people. The people see the staff, they understood this is authority. And it was the staff of man who had authority and anointing and calling of his life. Staff of Aaron from the tribe of Levi. It's very interesting to remember. It's very powerful. I remember Psalms 23. I want to read verse 4. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me. Your rod and your staff comfort me. What does it mean? Presence of the Lord. His authority. His power. His protection. He protect, he lead, he help, he cover me. So the rod is, one more time I want to repeat, the rod is symbol of power and also a symbol of walking before the Lord and the people. And I believe the Lord showed me something special from this eighth verse. Despite the fact that Aaron was called and he had all the gifts and abilities from the Lord. You remember how the Lord called Aaron to ministry? It was the time then Moses argued with the Lord about who will go and when will go. Moses trying to say to the Lord that I will not go, I can't. So he tried to argue, he tried to win. And remember the result. The Lord says, okay, I will give you Aaron, I will anoint him, he will be your mouth. So this is the man who has ability, who has calling, who has everything for ministry, everything. He was able to be Aaron, high priest. You need to understand, it's not just somebody, you know, who called himself, it's Aaron. But despite this fact, it was necessary to put his staff in the presence of the Lord, in the Holy of Holies, tent of meeting, the place, sacred place, with the presence of the Lord there. So staff can blossom and bear the fruits. Did you get already what I want to say to you? So without the presence of the Lord, without the Holy of Holies, even our own gifts, his presence, his calling, he can do anything. Because only in the presence of the Lord, this dead piece of wood became alive. And not only blossom. Can you imagine this stick blossom? Something happened. Should be happened. It's not natural. It's unnatural. Supernatural. And also, for one day, it's bear the fruit. Bear the fruit. And beautiful fruits. You know, this says something for me, and this is so important. I believe in our lives the same. Power of resurrection, power of life. Touch this stick, this piece of wood, this staff. And this staff became to be life because of power of resurrection of the Messiah, of God, of our Lord. It was there. in the hiding place, in the secret place, in the presence of the Lord, death became alive. This is a simple lesson for us. I firmly believe in our lives, our calling, our future, our life can blossom and bear the fruit only in front of the face of the Lord. Only in front of the face of the Lord. We can be called, we can have multiple gifts, we can be wise, we can be, you know, we can be everything. Everything. But without the presence of the Lord, probably we will be like this stick. Beautiful. Super. I like it. But without life. So we need life of the Lord. We need His presence. We need His face. We need to be in the Holy of Holies to have this life from Him. And I want to speak about life from Him, about this dear, wonderful presence of the Lord with us today. Amen. Can you say with me, presence of the Lord? What I want to say, today we have 7.3 billion people on this earth, and each of us, we are different. Never been the same Yuri Koshin in past, I hope, and I know. In the presence, in the future, you are so special. You made by the hands of the Lord. You have the special spirit and special gifts in your life. And I can tell you, only in the presence of the Lord, your life can have meaning, can blossom, and can bear fruits. You remember, Yeshua told to his teaching, without me, his Talmidim, without me, you can't do how much? Nothing. Nothing. He spoke about vineyard and life in this vineyard. Life comes from the roots, and our God, He is our root. Amen. I want to read from the Brit HaChadasha a couple verses, and this is the one of the main goals of Messiah in our life, why He came for us. One of the reasons why He came is John chapter 10, verse 10. The thief comes only to steal. Probably it's obvious for everyone. If you see the thief in the night, you understand, he don't bring anything. He just want to steal something. He want to steal, slaughter, and destroy. I have come that they might have life and have it abundantly. Let's say together, life and have it abundantly. Abundant life. Abundant life. It's not speaking about money or about gold or silver. It's good to have it, for sure, but it's not about it here. I believe he speaks about happiness in our life, about calling in our life, about life without measure, life filled with this Holy Spirit, with purpose, with a sense of calling in our life. You know, every one of us, we have a mission from the Lord, the special place in His heart. And we can be in abundance only in the Lord's hands there. And you know, I believe we can have this abundant life only in front of the face of Yeshua, in His presence. And I know that enemies, he knows something. If he can steal us from our decision to be saved, if he can hide us from Yeshua, he's trying to steal us from the presence of the Lord. This is what his work today. He's trying to take the people of God and to try to press them, to keep them from the presence of the Lord today. I don't know how about you, but I am sometimes experiencing this empty and dry times in my life. Wilderness. It calls wilderness. And I know in the wilderness it's much more difficult trust to the Lord, because it's easy to believe when everything is fine. Everything blossoms, everything bear fruits, and you believe and you're happy, everything's great. But when it's dry time, I know that somebody come to you every time and told you, Lord, forget about you. He don't love you anymore. He tried to steal you from presence of the Lord. And we know the best place to be in that moments is to be in front of the face of Yeshua. This is the place from Him to us to be. Amen. And this is the great miracle, miracle of life from the Lord. So what would happen with the staff of Aaron if he would not put it in the Holy of Holies? He would remain to be a dead piece of wood. But in front of the eyes of the Lord, he began to be alive. This is very important to understand. So our life as a believers is made of two major parts. I just want to step back and to give some understanding, explanation for you. First part is the calling from the Lord. Let's say calling from the Lord. So he calls us, every one of us in this place. He calls us into his grace, into his mercy, into his salvation. And also second part is our response on his calling. Our obedience, our faith. So he calls us, but what you want to do with his calling? Where will you go? We have a lot of choice, multiple choices today. But only choice is right, is to go into his presence, to be faithful, to be obedient, to follow him. This is the safe place. I want to read from New Testament, Brit HaDasha, few places of scriptures. And I believe it's so important for us today. I want to take also a step from my notes because I believe something very interesting here. This is the place of scripture, Matthew chapter 18, verse 20. Very interesting place of scripture. For there two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in their midst. Let's say amen. I want to understand something. We don't have temple today anymore in Jerusalem. And the sacred place with the presence of the Lord, Scripture says, where two or three gather together, he is with us. So this is a special place. It's not only an organization in this world. This is the body of Messiah. When we gather together, his presence in this place. He is doing miracles here with our expectations, with our faith. His face on this place. I believe if you need something from the Lord, the best place to go is to go into gatherings of believers, to pray together. We talk about this in a prayer meeting. I don't want to say something wrong, but I want to mention something. We have time of technology today. We have cell phone. I have cell phone, and I like it so much. Sometimes too much. Even here, I put it in front of my face, you see? Only reason because it's watch here, not other reasons. And we can send, you know, today we can send SMS to one each other or share something in the somewhere Facebook or other way. And it's beautiful because we can pray for each other. We can connect with each other. We can stay in touch with each other, even if we are distanced from each other. But there also other part of it. You know what's part? Yeshua says, when two or three of you gather together, I will be with you. It's very interesting. We should remember that life fellowship with believers, prayer together, you know, when we stand together under the chuppah, it has power in it. Power of the presence of Yeshua in it. It's so precious. You remember King David says to them, to the saints, all my heart, all my thinking. He thought about temple in Jerusalem. He thought about tent of meeting because it was before the time of temple. But today we're thinking about congregation. We want to be there because it's presence of the Lord with us here, face of the Lord. I want to read a few scriptures from the Brit HaDasha, Mark chapter 2. From verse 3 to 5. I want to have answers from the Lord. I want to have answers for my prayers. Amen. I want to have living fellowship with the Lord. Who wants to have living fellowship with the Lord? I should ask who want to have death fellowship with the Lord. Probably no one living. This is our goal. This is why we come together. This is very obvious. But interesting, you know what's interesting? Many times when Yeshua comes to somebody who needs healing, he asks, "What do you want from me?" It's amazing every time because it's obvious. Almost dead man sitting there. Why do you asking him? What can he ask? But you know why? Because Yeshua wants to focus our faith. He wants to stir up something inside of us. He wants to bring us to the position of living fellowship with Him, our need. Before we ask, we should understand, what do we want from Him? What do we want from Him? So this is the place of Scripture. I believe that nothing can be instead of the face of Yeshua. Only His presence. Only His presence can heal us, bless us, make difference in our life. And the Lord wait step of our faith from us. He wait our faith. You know what I want? What I mean by it? It's easy to send text message. Please pray for me. And it's good sometimes when you're sick or when you have troubles to send message. It's great. But if it's hobby, it's not faith anymore. And without faith, we cannot please to the Lord. And even hundreds of people will pray for you. If you will not turn on your faith, it will not work. When I sit in my car, I don't expect it to turn off or on by itself. I expect I take a key. Yes? My key. It's very important. Not somebody else. Put it into the engine or somewhere like a hole there. I don't know how to say it. And do this very simple but so important step. Our life the same. The Lord wait the faith from us. Aaron should take his staff, go to the special place, and put it there. He can't put his staff in his home or hide it somewhere in his bed. He should be present in this place. I remember years ago when I led the started Messianic congregation in Nikolaev. I also stepped from my message, but it's important. I remember one couple from Netherlands came to us. Rabbi David and Rabbi Sandy brought them to us, to Nikolaev. So they spent some time in Nikolaev, and they left us some money. I don't remember how much, but a couple $1,000s. They blessed congregation. And it was very difficult time for Ukraine, 90s, very hard time. People without heat, without food, without medicine. And they told us, please use this money how you want. It's yours. And I had a decision. I decided to spend all the money on the needs of people. This couple thousand. I pay for heat, for electricity, for rent, for everything. And I remember money, you know, money has one ability. They disappear. I don't know how, some miracle, probably supernatural, but they have ability to disappear. So, in this case, the same. They're disappearing. And I remember I walked once in the home and I prayed to the Lord what to do because no money. People have needs. People need money. I prayed, Lord, give me money. Can I give people? And so I walked by the stairs and third floor. I remember everything because when Lord talked to me, I remember this place, space, time, even how it smelled there, I remember. And he told me, like, I don't know how to translate accurate into English, but something like this, don't destroy my people. And I was upset. Lord, what do you mean destroy? I don't take even $1 for myself. I don't have anything. I don't buy car. I don't buy place. I don't buy food, medicine for me. I spend all the money. And I was arrogant with the Lord. He talked to me. I spoke to him. You know, we like to do this. And it took for me a couple of weeks to understand something. He began to show me that instead of spending money on the people, you should teach them how to include their faith in their life. You know, you can give the fish, but you can't give the, how it's called? I don't don't know English, I'm sorry. I don't came to this point yet. I was not able to fish here, so, but I will know this word. So, and Lord began to tell me about this, and I came to the stage, to the synagogue next week, and I came to the stage and I asked forgiveness. I asked, please forgive me, because I don't think about your faith, about your life. I want to teach you how to trust to the Lord. And I begin to teach people. So today I want to teach you how to trust to the Lord. Please bring yourself into place with the presence of the Lord. It's natural for the people to hide from the Lord. It's natural. I know it's from Adam time. You remember what Adam did when he made sin? First thing, hid from the Almighty God who knows everything. I can imagine the Lord walking there and just, Adam, where are you? It's amazing, amazing. Fun time. I know when depression comes, when problems come, we try to hide ourselves. And try. Sometimes we have excuses for ourselves. Lord is with me at my home. Yes, yes. But where are you? Lord is with me if even I'm, yes, but come out of this. Make a steps of faith. Come in front of the face of the Lord. There you will receive from the Lord. I want to read a few places of scripture. One of them is very humorous for me, but it's very powerful. I don't know what's happened. My watch is 7 o'clock of the evening, so I don't know what's happened here. It's not 7 yet, but I try to understand what's happened with my watches. Okay, thank you. So let's read from Brit HaChadasha, Matthew verse 2. Some people came bringing to him a paralyzed man. This is story of faith. And this is very powerful story. It teaches us how to have faith, how to move in the faith, how to get answers from the Lord. Some people came bringing to him a paralyzed man, carried by 4 men, his good friends. He had a good friends, really good friends. Then they couldn't get near Yeshua because of the crowd. They removed the roof. There he was. So can you imagine? Wait a minute. Just please turn on your imagination. You sitting in the room, somebody's house, listening to great messages, and boom, somebody digging your roof. Can you imagine the owner of the house? So he invited Yeshua in his home. Mamma mia. I can imagine everything, but they destroyed my house. What to do with this Yeshua? So he's Yeshua. He's doing what he wants. And more, even more funny, after digging through, so it's digging through, it's not just, it was some time they're digging through. They lowered the mat on which the paralyzed man was lying. And what's happened? What I want to just make the moment for us, peaceful moment, moment of faith here. Different people sin different sins. People who sit in this place, probably somebody, they just was amazed by what they're doing, you know. How it's in English, this word? Chutzpah. English, please, English. Boldness, it's nice word. Probably not boldness. What you're doing. Somebody sitting there amazed, what's happened here? I came to the prayer meeting and what's happened here? Roofs go on, these people, this man, paralyzed, boom. What's happened? Owner of the house, he just probably was down from this. Boom. Nothing to do with it. Problems. But Yeshua's point of view, look here. Yeshua seen their faith. Wow, amazing. I don't know what crowd thinking about this 4 men. I don't know. But Yeshua seeing their faith. and something happened. Say to the paralyzed man, son, your sins are forgiven. Powerful. He was not only healed by Yeshua, but completely forgiven. Because of the faith of these four men. This point, what I want to show you, I want to read one more place of scripture, and I will conclude everything. This is even more funny. When I read it, you can laugh and laugh from this. Luke 19, verse 19. Now Yeshua entered Jericho and was passing through. What does it mean, passing through? Can you explain me? So he goes through Jericho. He has his vision, he has his calling, he has place to go. He's just passing through Jericho. And, you know, Jericho is not a beautiful place to be there. I can tell you. It's not the best place. So he's just passing through. And here was a man by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector. Probably this is the greatest person in that time. Chief tax collector. So he was the enemy for the Jewish people because he works on the Roman Empire. He take taxes for the Romans. Jewish people hate him usually, hate them. But he was not usual tax collector. He was the chief. Can you imagine? Ooh. And not only he was the chief tax collector, he was a rich. Can you imagine? Rich it will be now probably, but tax collector. But something happened in his heart. Zacchaeus was trying to see who Yeshua was. And this is a wonderful picture. The Lord begins to touch his heart. He begins to produce something in the heart of this tax collector. Evil man, bad man, because he's working for the Romans. He took the money from people. We can see it here. He was not saint. He was not the perfect. He was a bad person. But he couldn't because of the crowd, for he was short in height. Can you imagine this? Chief high tax collector, but short in height. Good explanation. This. So what he did, and this is funny and powerful. So he ran ahead and climbed up into the sycamore tree to see Yeshua. Chief, tax collector, rich person. He decided to see Yeshua so much from all his heart. And despite he was rich, he can pay to somebody to bring Yeshua to him. He can build something because he has money. He humbled himself, really. He climbed in the tree. He won't just look at Yeshua because something happened in his heart. He understood something important. And this is beautiful, beautiful. When Yeshua came to the place, so Yeshua just passed through Jericho. Do you see here? He just going. And now this chief tax collector and the tree. Look, who is Yeshua? Who is he? Then Yeshua came to the place. He looked up and said to him, Zacchaeus, hurry and come down. For I must stay at your house today. And verse 9. Then Yeshua said to him, today salvation has come to this home, because he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. Amen. Probably I can stop here. But I want to pick your attention. These people, four men, this Zacchaeus, and many, many more in Scripture, they have understanding according to if they want to receive something from the Lord, if they want to receive their miracle, if they want to receive healing, if they want to receive answer, if they want to receive something, they should not wait anymore. They should act. They should come to the face of Yeshua, digging the roof, climbing the tree, screaming in the crowd. You remember this blind man? Yeshua, son of David, Rahem, Have mercy on me. Yeshua stopped in this crowd and he asked, who is crying to me? Bring him here. I believe in our life the same. If we want to have something from him, we need to make the steps of faith. We need to go into the presence of the Lord, into the heart of presence, not somewhere else in the crowd, in the end of the crowd, to look what's happened there. Somebody get healed, somebody get blessed. Oh, I'm so glad for them. But run into, go inside of the Holy of Holies. If you need to take roof, not this, please. This roof, it's not for this. It's built for different. But I mean about your life. Do something in your life. You see, these things amazed Yeshua. He stopped in his journey. He's busy. He has goal. He's going somewhere. But every time he stopped, and many times he was amazed by their faith. It's comfortable to sit somewhere in our life, you know, in the back of our life. It's comfortable to ask somebody to pray for you. It's comfortable to just wait, no, do nothing, and say, oh, maybe it's will of God, maybe it's not the will of God. But the Lord wants to call you out of your comfort. He wants to call you into his faith, in front of his face. This is main what I want to say today. And I want to end, because it's 7:35 already here. I want to end with a simple prayer. And I want to tell you, without faith, it is impossible to please God. I want to encourage you, go to the prayers. Don't wait. Go to the service. Who knows, maybe the special time for you, it will be in the today's service or next service. Where is God here with us? Can you imagine? Almighty God comes on our praise and worship. You can expect everything. Have expectation. He will do for you. Amen. So let's pray. Hallelujah. Lord Yeshua, thank you so much for a wonderful opportunity, Lord, to minister to you, Lord, to be with you in your presence, Lord. Thank you so much for power of resurrection in this place, for power of life, Lord, for new beginnings each morning in our life, Lord. Lord, I ask, touch our hearts, touch our lives, resurrect us, Lord, change us, Lord, fill us with faith, Lord, with your fire, Lord. Thank you so much that we called to bear people who bear your presence with us, Lord. Thank you so much for everything in our lives. Lord, we depend from you, Lord, and we put our trust into your hands. B'Shem Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen. And before I will pray this prayer of blessing, I want to ask if we have anybody here who don't have peace with Yeshua yet. If you are going to the synagogue or some church or somewhere, but never had the moment of peace with Yeshua through his death and resurrection, if you never had the peace, make peace with Yeshua through the prayer of repentance, I want to invite you to pray with me. This is the only way to Father through Yeshua, Messiah, Son of God. If you don't do it before, please pray with me. If you will hear the message, please pray with me. Don't wait. Time is too short today. So I want to pray. Our Father, the Lord of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, I'm coming to you in Yeshua's name and ask you, please forgive me. Forgive my sins. Forgive my iniquities, Lord. Cleanse me, Lord. B'Shem Yeshua HaMashiach, in Yeshua's name, thank you for your mercy, for your forgiveness, and for your presence. I want to be with you, Lord. I want to walk with you, Lord. I want to know you, and I want to see you. Thank you for everything in my life. B'Shem Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen. Amen. So let's stand and pray together the prayer of blessings, and just find somebody, please, not be alone. Be with somebody. So it means I'm alone here. Okay. I will give here. I will go here. Can I be with you? So let's pray together.
Yevarechech Adonai veishmerecha. Yaher Adonai panavelecha vichunecha. Yisa Adonai panavelecha veyasem lecha shalom. Beshem Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen. Shabbat Shalom. And please don't forget your children, please.